I just want to use this opportunity to thank you guys because New Home Connect, you guys built a platform that we needed before we needed it as bad as we did this year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Another episode of New Home Stars Real Estate Rockstar Podcast. I'm your host, Tori, here with my co-host,
Stephanie.
And we are here to rock your real estate out. All right, so today we have the New Home Connect team here with us, and I'm going to throw it over to them and ask them a couple of different questions. Kiana, Christian, Matt, thank you so much for joining us today. Please tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been with New Home Star, and what you do on the New Home Connect team.
Yeah, glad to be here. Matt here. I'm our product designer on New Home Connect team. I've been here around 6 years.
I'm Kiana. I'm a front-end developer, and I cause a lot of mischief as well. I've been here about 6 years, and I am a front-end developer.
And I'm Christian. I'm the technical lead for the New Home Connect team. I've been here for 8 years.
That's fantastic. Now, can we get you all to tell me what those roles are in layman's terms? Just give me one sentence. Like, what do you do?
So basically, I oversee the development team. I help work, I collaborate with the developers to help build and maintain New Home Connect, any new features. Typically, we'll go through me first, and I coordinate with the developers to help architect and oversee how that will work.
I can give like the general process too in layman's terms, because I know it gets kind of confusing for people. Pretty much what happens is someone has an idea, and then Matt takes that idea and he makes it a visible thing so that you can like look at it like, oh, this is exactly what I'm picturing in my brain. Then what happens is Christian's like, okay, this is how I can make all of these things function that Matt created. And then I'm like, yay, I'm going to take all the stuff that Christian made to function, and I'm going to make it look like Matt wanted it to look.
That helps. Yeah, I take our ideas, basically needs from the field, requests, whatever it may be. I'll mock them up. I'll prototype them. First of all, I'll do all the research. With that research, I will then mock them up, prototype them, and communicate them to the development team, which is Christian and Kiana and the rest of the guys.
So say we need a button that generates a PDF. So you click a button and a PDF pops up. We need someone to tell us what the button looks like. And that person is Matt. We need somebody that makes the button generate the PDF when we click on it. And that person is Christian. And we need somebody to make the button look like Matt wants it to look like. And that person is me.
Of course, a button is very simple in terms of the general scope of our projects.
So tell us about, for the listeners who have no idea what New Home Connect is.
Yeah, I could do that. It's, let me see, I've explained it in a while. It's a team collaboration software, social network that brings our nationwide team together to share ideas, train, ask questions, get answers, share marketing ideas, and much more. We also have gamification built in to kind of drive the competitive edge to our agents. We know you guys love that, so yeah.
Yes, we absolutely do, and I'm so glad you mentioned it. I was going to talk about it a little later, but now that we said it, Matt or Christian or Kiana, whoever wants to take this one, explain gamification. Explain the gamification of New Home Connect.
Sure. So the idea behind gamification, actually, it never existed earlier in the version of New Home Connect. It's sort of evolved, and we've noticed that competition is a real thing within the system. So we decided to award badges and assign points to these badges. And we have this leaderboard. So, you know, the more badges you receive, the higher you'll place. And we've noticed this to be a really big feature of New Home Connect.
So then we get to win badges, and where there's a leaderboard where you stack rank us against each other on how we do on collecting these badges. And badges are collected by doing what?
Oh, just a lot of various things around the portal. Simple things such as posting your bio on your profile, or down to asking questions in peer learning. There's a ton of them in there.
What makes New Home Connect stand out compared to other resources within the new home construction business, as well as other new home construction sales companies?
I think the big thing with that is that New Home Connect is such a large platform. We have so many different features in there. I mean, it's kind of like an LMS, a learning management system, a social feed. We've got, you know, My Wallet, which is kind of like finance related, and the ability to enter your sales, kind of like a CRM. So I just feel like there's a lot of different components of New Home Connect that makes it stand out from different platforms.
What's your favorite feature, Kiana?
My favorite feature, I'm going to be a little biased and just say any weird thing that I put on the portal. It's my favorite feature. I have Easter eggs hidden all over the place, like not actual Easter eggs, but like an ugly picture of someone hidden somewhere, or I'll throw a game up every so often. I just love that stuff because it makes it more fun for me, and I assume for everybody else too.
Yeah, for me, it's like it's sharing all the ideas. It's what, seeing agents share all the various communities and their work throughout the nation is probably my favorite. The feed, also peer learning is a huge one. Love seeing how much it's utilized.
What about you, Christian? What is your favorite part of New Home Connect or thing that we have on there? Favorite feature?
Agree as well with Matt. It's just the social aspect of it, being able to see, you know, what's going on around the country from different regions, and you know, coming from like the corporate office, you know, we're not necessarily involved in the field or always out there, so it's exciting to see like what's going on.
Tell us more about My Wallet on New Home Connect. What is this feature and why is this important for our salespeople?
Yeah, so My Wallet is a feature within New Home Connect that basically allows salespeople to submit their sales, view their backlog, any sales that haven't been closed yet. And there's a whole system that's built out where salespeople can submit sales. They go to their manager for approval. And then from there, you know, it then goes to the finance team for a final stamp once the sales are closed out. So it gives the salespeople a snapshot of what they will be receiving once the closings have happened.
You've made it super simple though, to where like, I know I look at like one, how much money I've made, which is a beautiful thing to see, kind of like see it kind of add up, you know, time after time. But then also it helps you really easily track like how much you have in terms of, you know, we pay on a draw system. So how much draw pay do we have? And then you kind of do all the math for us. So, but you make it super easy. So I can easily digest it and see, okay, you know, here's where I'm actually going to be at for the year once these homes close. And so I really like the feature. You can download your pay stubs from it and, you know, really track and dive into your finances and take true ownership of those finances. So it's a great feature to have.
For sure. And as a salesperson, when it is motivating. It could be a long day. It could be a busy day or busy week, a busy month, or whatever the case may be. And once I start entering my sales in the wallet, something happens to my spirit, y'all. Something happens to my spirit because that's real. That's when the hard work feels like it's paying off and you can physically see it, which feels good. And then when it hits the bank account, can we get an amen?
So let's jump over into a couple of other quick questions. How do you determine when you make updates to New Home Connect?
That is an interesting question. It kind of varies per project. What ends up happening is we'll get requests from the field, requests from upper management, or things sent to, we have a dedicated email for ideas that people want to add as features. So from there, we'll usually take those and see what the priority level is. Understanding it, the project in general, is a good way to decide that as well. So we're kind of involved in all these meetings, and then we're like, okay, this is a humongous project. Doesn't need to be done right now. We can start it and then have a deadline for like a few months away, or this is a tiny project, I'll just like get it done tomorrow or something real quick. Sometimes we do have to have shorter deadlines than we'd want, but it's usually for a good reason. Like for example, when COVID hit, we needed Hub for all of the information on COVID, and we kind of had to stop what we were doing and refocus our energy to that.
Perfect. So now that you mentioned COVID, what impact has New Home Connect and the New Home Connect team had on our sales team across the nation during this pandemic?
I would say that's been a lot less us and more so the COVID-19 team. We did help them with the widget. And obviously, I think we help contribute with the feed and basically just keeping the portal up and running.
Matt, I think you guys are being very, very humble. So I do give, I mean, our COVID team is still to this day working really, really hard and making sure that we are getting updates. But I will also say that without New Home Connect, a lot of us would have felt on an island. A lot of us would have felt not connected. New Home Connect was able to keep us engaged. New Home Connect was able to keep us together and make us feel like we were not alone in this. We were all going through it. And we were able to share stories and testimonies right on New Home Connect as we were going through it. A lot of information was live on New Home Connect as they were happening, as things were changing. So I just want to use this opportunity to thank you guys, because New Home Connect, you guys built a platform that we needed before we needed it as bad as we did this year.
Thank you. That's good to hear.
Speaking of platforms y'all make, let's talk about a mobile version, the New Home Connect app. So I'd love to learn a little bit more about, you know, how you guys came to make it, get it set up, and talk to us just about the mobile app in general.
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing with the mobile app is the push notifications to kind of drive people back into the system. And I think that was kind of, you know, the need for that. And also just the convenience of having it, you know, not having to go on your computer or go on the mobile website, just being able to open the app. You're already logged in and you can just view all of, you know, the social feed from it.
Yeah, I'd say we took all the best aspects of our online portal and made them mobile.
Tell us more about training and classrooms. What are these features and why are they important for our salespeople?
Training, yeah. I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory. We houses all of our training videos that we've ever made. It's also all gamified. Kiana, do you actually want to go over the classrooms?
Yeah, classrooms is accessible for LDP and above, and we'll like host classes or create classes and people can join, and then you can create assignments, weekly videos, and there's a place for them to submit their assignments and get grades and all that good stuff. Yeah, so it's our continuing education section.
So what I heard you say briefly, you just kind of grazed upon it, was that different parts of New Home Connect unlock depending on your position. Is that right?
That is correct. Classrooms is one of those. There's a whole management section that you can't see unless you are, I think, Mensa and above. I could be wrong. There's an admin section that pretty much only the New Home Connect team and a couple executives have access to. So as you move up the career path, you'll just see new things all the time.
I want to touch a little bit more on that and talk about the manager options. So I know there is a feature for managers, and it's a whole new setup for training for the managers. So I'd love to know, like, what are these features that the directors can access, and kind of learn a little bit more about that.
The manage section is kind of an area that's devoted for anything related to the, like, what the managers have access to do, you know, add users, change community names or assign users to communities, pull reports. That's a big one. Being able to pull reports of any activity related on New Home Connect, and then also the My Wallet management side of it as well.
I think that is awesome. It gets to show you on those reports, like, you know, who posted peer learning questions, who answered peer learning questions, what videos are they watching, and all of that kind of stuff, who's posted on the portal and everything. So I love the report feature. So I guess as you move up, even in the director status, you get new features to New Home Connect, even as you move up the career path. So like at first I can only see the management training videos, and now I can add new communities, add new users and things like that. And now I have access to payroll. So there's a lot of stuff you can do in the director side of it that's all managed through New Home Connect. So it's really time saving to have it all in one place.
Basically what you're telling me is that it's a time management, or it's a management tool to help sales directors do their jobs better. Is that right?
I would say do it more efficiently, because our directors do a great job regardless.
Okay, do their jobs more efficiently. So I want to backtrack a little bit and talk a little bit about the training section in New Home Connect. The training section in New Home Connect is where just a couple videos used to be at, right? We used to have our training section there. And now, because of just the pandemic and COVID-19, how many videos do we have to date?
I do not have the exact number, but it is a lot.
It says 329. Is that correct, Christian?
Sounds about right. Yeah.
A lot of videos.
It's definitely has grown for sure. I mean, we only used to have three sections, 101, 201, 301, and then just slowly started adding more sections, you know, manage events. And now, you know, I couldn't even tell you how many more sections we have in there, because it's just been growing so rapidly.
Yeah, now we're so big, we might have to restructure the section because these tabs are getting out of control.
That's really cool. I know that I myself had a say or a part in some of the virtual videos that were created because of COVID-19. And it really has helped all of our agents across the country not only do their jobs better, more efficiently, Tori, do their jobs more efficiently, but be able to sell homes online, virtually sell homes. New Home Connect has a virtual section. So tons and tons of videos were put out during the midst of a pandemic, during the midst of what was the most difficult, weird time in America, because a lot of realtors and new home sales associates were sent home. You literally had to sell a home from your home. And so it just became a really weird space. And the beautiful thing about just New Home Star and the New Home Connect team is that everyone acted on that one really, really quickly. And tons of videos were put up to train and to help the people around the country get together and sell homes efficiently from home and prepare a virtual toolkit, if you will.
Yeah, I think the big thing with that is that I would say the company entirely kind of adapted and shifted focus to be able to do that. And it was kind of a joint effort, like everyone had their own part. And as far as like the New Home Connect side, I think just being able to push that content that we received and right. That was the big thing for us.
And that was really helpful. I mean, if I saw tons and tons of teamwork and collaboration and partnership with just about every single work stream from IT to sales to, you know, VPs, everyone just really rallied together to make this happen and to make sure that sales were continuing to happen. And if I'm not mistaken, we literally have broken sales records this year, 2020. And it's all because of our ability to lean on one another. And it's really helped down here in the sales side. I know you guys don't get to see that all the time, but I said thank you before. I'll say thank you again because you guys have really made us stronger.
Yes, thank you so much. I mean, all that you guys do for us is absolutely amazing. We definitely could not be as successful as we are without you guys putting this platform together and managing and maintaining it and making it more fun. So that way we are always learning and constantly evolving, especially in this time during the pandemic. So I truly appreciate it. And I know anyone else would probably say the same thing. Thank you. Again, we truly appreciate your hard work for us.
It's not just the three of us. Like, we're just the OGs. We have four other people right now, all developers. So yeah, they're great to have here too.
Shuei, Aman, and Jackson.
All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and transition into our favorite segment of the entire podcast. And it's called Rapid Fire, Real Estate Rapid Fire Questions. Stephanie, I know this is your favorite part. Do you want to go ahead and kick us off with another cool question?
Absolutely. So rapid fire questions is when we have an opportunity to ask you questions and you are going to say the first thing that comes to mind. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
What do you make sure you don't leave home without?
I got keys, phone.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Perfectionist me, my mom would tell me I am not my work. So whenever I'd make a mistake, I'd beat myself up over it. And that advice has carried through with me since a child that it's okay to make mistakes.
I love that.
I do too.
What book has had the biggest impact on your life?
I would say for me, recently I started getting into real estate investment, and a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki is something that really opened my eyes to real estate and the whole investment side of things.
What is at the top of your bucket list?
I would say Europe. I haven't been to Europe. And that's something I really want to do.
When do you feel most inspired?
I feel most inspired when new things are happening, because new things give me a lot of opportunities to try things different ways. And I like doing that a lot.
What is your favorite beverage?
I would say 7-Up for me.
What is heavily played on your playlist right now?
I've always been a big fan of The Strokes and like Arcade Fire. I could just keep going. But yeah, I'm a big music buff.
What is your greatest strength?
Being weird. I feel like that has let me, I don't know, help other people feel comfortable or accepted. And I like when people feel that way.
What does creativity mean to you?
It's a good question. I think for me, it's just expressing your own thoughts, your own opinions into your work and kind of putting that into, you know, what you build and what you develop.
I have one last question, and this question will be for each and every one of you to answer. So in the same order, if you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be?
That sounds kind of cliche, but I would say just being kind and understanding the people around me.
I want to be remembered for making people feel good about themselves, because that's a great thing when people feel good about themselves.
I would say just like making a difference in whether it would be with helping someone by, you know, making a feature or developing something that would improve someone's life even a little bit.
All right, y'all. Now, here is a really fun question that we always get is we love to talk about our peer learning section of New Home Connect and be able to ask for feedback. And of course, just like we answer questions on New Home Connect and we get 15 points for every 5 questions that we answer. We also ask a question here. You don't get points for it, but you get points in our hearts. So question to you guys that we just pulled from peer learning this week is, what do you feel are New Home Connect's most effective features and what do you use the most? So if you were a salesperson, what would you use most and why?
I think to me, the obvious answer is peer learning.
I think if I were a salesperson, I would probably after training, because I feel like that's going to be the main one that everybody uses. I feel like after training, I would use the OpCycle because I wouldn't say I'm like things go right out of my brain, but they go pretty quickly out of my brain. So writing them down and having a place where I can just like keep track of everything would be valuable in every aspect of my career and life, etc. So. Yeah.
Can you explain the OpCycle for those listeners who have no idea what in the world an OpCycle is, Kiana?
Yes. So the OpCycle, it's a place where people can keep track of their communities and the floor plans that they have in their communities, the goals they have, their competitors, and also a place where they can create their business plan. So keeping track of all of that information in one place.
That's amazing. So for us, it's a 90-day cycle. And at the end of those 90 days, we present a full business plan. And you guys help us really keep it easy so we can track and make sure that one, we just rolled out this new amazing competition study. So how we can do floor plan versus floor plan, feature versus feature, and see truly where we shine and where we could use improvement to be able to educatedly explain it to our builder and tell them exactly where we know we need to sell and where we can pick that up. It also talks about our, you know, unique selling proposition, our value proposition, and allows us to kind of the asset 180, 180 questions to make us an expert in our community. Like you guys have put all of this together to help make us experts. So there's so much more than what you said that really make us successful that I had to just kind of step in and explain it because it's unlike anything else any I've ever seen with any other builder. It's a really awesome tool that we use and we keep it refreshed every 90 days. Christian, I know we cut you off just to kind of dive into the OpCycle, but I'd love to hear what your favorite feature is. As if you were a salesperson, which one you would use the most?
Sure. If I was a salesperson, I would say the peer learning section for sure. I think that has there's a lot of activity there, and it's super easy to just, if you have a question, just go in there, post it, and then we usually see a lot of responses, usually within like an hour or so, maybe even less than that. So it's pretty awesome to be able to post a question and get an answer almost instantly.
I would say for me, it is definitely peer learning too. Usually what's the response time? I think we get like 5 in like 12 minutes or something crazy like that. And they're all professionally answered. Other than that, I think the feed just keeps everyone together around the nation. So I think it's super cool to see.
I love it. The feed is a really important feature, especially like I've gotten into divisions where it's just me by myself. And so it's great to log on to New Home Connect and see pictures of everyone else selling homes and how, and you know, they Sammy ideas that they had, Sammy being sales associate marketing initiatives that they put together. And I love kind of feeling more connected. And when we meet for our sales rallies, I get to say, you know, oh my God, I saw you at New Home Connect and I feel like I already know you. So it really does bring people together and it's an amazing tool. So thank you guys so much for signing on and doing this podcast with us. We love having you kind of doing a little peek behind the curtain. Kiana, Christian, Matt, you guys are truly rock stars in our hearts. And thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Tori here with my co-host,
Stephanie.
This was New Home Stars Real Estate Rockstar Podcast. I hope you guys felt like your real estate was rocked out. And thanks for checking us out. And we'll see you guys again soon.